The Mishnah says no by a mitzvah. We shave off all his hair. We make him look like a smooth pumpkin. That's money, Rabbi Akiva. That goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Dorish Ribu Yomitah. He dashes the Torah with a klal of Ribu Yomit. There's a Ribuy and then there's a Miyat. So we have this. There's a chilik between klal of prat to klal or Ribu Yomit for Ribuy. The Tanya will learn. The Postik says, V'ho Yabir Mashvi. The mitzvah on the seventh day, it says, Yigaleach is called Sarai. He's supposed to shave off all his hair. Ribu. That's mashm all the hair of your body. Then the Postik says, Es Roshay, know the hair of your head. V'yas akona, your beard. V'yas gabas, enov, and your eyebrows. Miyut. Mashm only these three places, not the rest of the hair of your body. Then the Postik ends off, V'yas kol Sarai, Yigaleach. Again it says a klal. So he's saying now, Chos of a Ribu, it includes more, again. So here the klal Rabbi Akiva dashens, Ribuy u'miyot v'ribuy. When you have something including everything, then a miyot, only one, then including everything again, how do we dashen? Ribuy hakol. It's marba everything, all the hair of the body. My Ribu, Ribu the kula gufa, mamish, like the last, he has to look like a smooth pumpkin. You have to shave off all the hair of his body. I gefort is a miyot. Umamit, what do we say? No, there has to be something, some part of the hair that you don't have to cut off. Miyut seyer shevatecha choytim. I say it only means the hair inside the nose. The hair inside the mitzvah's nose, that hair you don't have to shave off. That's the only hair. But any hair on his body, Rabbi Akiva holds, you have to shave off all the hair of his body. Therefore, b'chlal, there's no stira between the halacha and what the psukim say. The Mishnah that says you have to shave off all the hair of the body goes like a Bekiva. That dashens the Torah with the ribui, miyot v'ribui. Then the attack is saying includes all the hair has to be shaven off. What's the miyot? What no? Only the hair in the nose, that's all. But if you learn like the other mandiyom, that you dashen the Torah with a klal or prat or klal, then we're only marve kein haprat. Then we said here it only has to be something like the prat, which means it has to be seen, and it also has to be a lot, a keenness, a lot of hair at one place. So Akopon and Mitzvah is not an extra. But now the Gemara comes back to the original question. This is what we're holding from yesterday. The original question was again, my heavy law, what's the law about our first Shiloh? Our first question again was, when you want to use the Meisaita, and you can't get dirt from the Karka of the Mishkan, can you use the ashes? Or even if you could, but let's say the person, the Kayin, put ashes into the water. Is that good enough for Mechad, Meisaita or not? Toshma, come in here. Ti Omar Rav, hu ne barashi. Omar Rav, ain shum offer. If there's no offer, if you have no dirt to put into the water for the Meisaita, maybe rakvuvius, yerek. You could take rotten parts of vegetables. Or Mekadish, and you could use it for the water, be Mekadishit. So here you see you do not vidaska need offer dirt, but any other thing is good. The rotten part of the vegetables is also good. Shrashu Mekadish means noisper the lokum Pemishkan, you have to put in the Mishkan. Yeah. And then from the Mishkan you pick it up and put it into the water, into the Meisaita. Sakopon Mukhurat Smashma ashes should also be good. Skumara says no Velohi, there's no proof. I'll tell you Rekrevuyas Yerek who they have the offer. No. Maybe that's called offer. What the vegetables, since they first came out of the ground, and now they're rotting away, maybe it's also still called offer. That's still called dirt-like. But afer, maybe ashes, loy heve offer. It's possible to say still that ashes is not called dirt. And therefore, the Torah says, me offer. You have to use the dirt for the meisaita. You cannot put ashes instead of dirt. So Morocco is not pushed to Shiloh, push its mashma that you cannot use ashes. But then the Mishnah says when you put this dirt of the Mishkan or of the Beis HaMikdash into this kli, into this earthly kli that we filled up already water from the kiyor, so we say now you have to put the dirt into this water, and the Mishnah says, Kadei Shiyiru al Hamayim. You have to have enough dirt there that you could see the dirt in the water. Tana Rabbanim, word like this. Shloisha tzricham sheiru. There are three halachas that you need something that you have to be able to see it. Offer, the dirt here. The dirt of the Saita. When you put the dirt of the Mishkan into the mayim for the mei soita, you have to be able to see the dirt. Ofra soita. The efer pera. The paradum also. The efer, when you take from the efer, the paradum also, and you put it into the water to make the mei chattis, also you have to be able to see the efer, the ashes of the paraduma. The roik yavama. When you give chalitza, and the yavama has to spit, we also have to be able to see her spit. There has to be spit that you can see. Rashi, the pasuk says, "Li'enei ha'zakenim," the eye in the front of the eyes of the older people. The chesiv li'enei ha'zakenim v'cholzer v'yorka. Now, and Rashi says, "V'efer pora digzera shav v'gemira mi'adodi efer soita v'efer pora." Come on, we learn now one from the other. Now the Gemara says, "Vaitav mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru." The name of Rabbi Shmuel was said, "Af dam tzipor." Who are then by Mitzvah? When you take the Dam Tzipor, Rashi says, the loch is, Shel Mitzvah Sheshachtu El Kli Cheres. You have to shecht it and put the water into a Kli Cheres, into the blood, into a Kli Cheres Al Mayim Chaim. That has to be Mayim Chaim, well water there, in the Kli. And then when you shecht the Tzipor, the blood goes into this Kli. Mitzvah Shalayite Mayim El Kishir. There has to be only a certain amount of water there. There can't be too much water, because then when the blood comes in there, you won't realize, you won't see the blood. So there has to be only a certain amount of water, that when the blood comes in, you'll still be able to notice the blood there. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is. Omru af dam tzipor. Now, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's reason? Why did he say this blood has to be seen in the water? You see, the pasuk says, V'tovav oisam b'dam ha-tzipor. You have to be toivu, the eteres, these things that you need from a tzairam, you have to dip it into the dam ha-tzipor. So mashmah still has to be dam, it has to be nikur, the blood is there. V'tanya, we learn like this. B'dam, the pasuk says, V'tovav oisam b'dam. So yochol b'dam v'loy b'mayim. If so, maybe you should only have the blood in the kli. Maybe no water there. Talmud Lema, no, the pasuk says also, mayim, it says mayim. So if so, Tony says mayim. So if so, e mayim, if the pasuk says mayim, yochol b'mayim v'loy b'dam, maybe then there should only be water in this kli, and there should be no dam. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, v'dam, it says no. You have to have blood in the kli also by a mitzvah. So if so, how do you have these two psukim? The pshat is like this. Mevi mayim shadam tzipo nikoben. You have to first put the water in there in this kli, but not too much water. There has to be water that later when we put the blood inside it, it's still nikki, you can still tell the blood is there. It means mayim shadam tzipo nikoben. Vikama, how much water is that? Revius. A revia salug, if you have exactly revia salug water there, that's the exact measurement that when you shecht the tzipor now, and you let the blood go into this kli of a revia of water, it still be nicker the blood, you'll still be able to tell and realize that blood is there. Now, for Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this? And this is the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. That's why Rabbi Shmuel says that by this dam of tzipor has to be nicker. There's also a fourth thing that has to be nicker. For Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu do with these tzukim? Ha'hu l'gufei, to'ochi kam rachmona, he needs the tzukim for the guf of the pasuk itself. The pasuk has come to teach us like this. Atfil b'damu v'mayim, that's all. Just means that you have to be tabled these things into blood and water. How much blood, how much water, doesn't make a difference. Whether you can see the blood, whether you can't see the blood, could be it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's blood there and water there, that's enough. For Rabbi Yishmael, how does he make his drasha? For Rabbi Shmuel holds, Im Kenev, that would be the pshat, that the pasuk is only here just to tell us that you need these two things, dam and water, licht of rachmona v'tovo behem. Let the pasuk say, divitovo in them, behem in them. The dam of amayim lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to say it over again, that you have to, dafka, put blood and water into it? Why does it have to repeat itself for again? So therefore, the nikar. Rabbi Shmuel says the reason why the pasuk repeats it and doesn't only just say the tovo behem in them would have meant we would understand it means the blood and water. Why does it have to repeat itself and say again bedam uvamayim? It means to teach us nikur, that there has to be blood there that you can see the blood in the water. In other words, there's not that much water. For the gemara of solve rabbanon, what do rabbanon do with this? Rabbanim say no. Ikos rachmona v'tovah v'hem. The Torah would have said to be tovah in them. Have I mean I would have thought to say hi lechudi hi lechudi. To be tovah in blood by itself first, and then you be tovah in the water by itself. Kosav rachmona v'damu v'mayim liarvon. The pasuk has to say no. You have to be tovel in the take your clean. The errors there. You have to be tovel it inside the blood and water after it's mixed up together. It's like we're saying now by the mitzayra, you have to take this clean, fill it up with a revius of water, then shech the tzipor and let the blood go straight into this clean. It has to be mixed up. That's what the rabbanim do with these extra words of bedam of amayim. If so, the gemara is then it's good. So Rabbi Shmuel. How does Rabbi Shmuel know to say that Jerusha is, you have to have, like, blood, that you could tell it's there, you could be nicker, maybe even less than that it's good, or be it's mixed together. For Rabbi Shmuel, li'arvon k'rach remixiv. That's how we know you have to mix up together. The blood and the water, that I know from another pasuk. K'rach remixiv, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, v'shachat esetzip rachas. Jerusha she'shech l'teich hamayim. Here the pasuk says, she'shech, Hamashma, the blood has to go el teich hamayim. So Rashi v'rei hein muravim mikara. So mele it's mashma that they're mixed. No, the pasuk before says already they has to be mixed up. That's the pasuk b'dam of hamayim. So why does the pasuk repeat itself again as mashma? It has to be again the blood into the water. That's what Yishmael says. One is teaching us that there has to be a certain amount of water there only in order that when the blood comes in, it's nikah that the blood is there. For Rabbanan, that does not hold from this. What do they need the second pasuk of a shochet and a tziporachas? For Rabbanan, holds like this. Imihi, from the first pasuk, havamina lishchetei samach lamana. True. Shech the tzipor near this plate, near this mana. V'nektinu livridin. And then go ahead and hold on to the veins. Hold on to the blood. So Rashi says, shelo yetzen em dam. That no blood should come out. For the kambla ledamba monachrina, and then maybe you could pour the blood into another kli. Maybe that would have been the pshat in the pasuk. Is kamashmula? That's what the rabbanim say. Need a second pasuk to teach us know that the blood has to be mixed into the first kli that has the water there. That's why I need two psukim according to the rabbanim. So therefore, according to the rabbanim, both psukim are just telling me that the water and blood has to be mixed up together. Rabbi Shmuel says no. The second pasuk teaching us. That is a shear, that you have to have the blood there, that you could tell it could be nicker, that there's blood there. So I call upon these are the three cases, or four cases, that has to be nicker. So by we say now, by our lochus, magay to us, by saita, the dirt of the karka that you put into this water, that's what the Mishnah says, there has to be enough dirt, kadei sheyiru alamayim, to be able to be seen on top of the water. Boi minei rebiyum yom rebzeira. Rebiyum yom yom zera like this. Again, by Mitzvah. How can you say if you only have revius water that you'll always have blood enough to be, you'll always see the blood there? What's going to be if you have a big bird? If you have a big bird, so much blood comes in, you won't be able to see the water even anymore then. Or else, Katana, what's going to be if it's a small bird? Then you won't be able to see the blood because of the water. So how could you tell me a general case it's enough always to have or only a revius of water? So ma, what would be the luck of such a case? Like would the shear change if you have a big bird or a small bird? All my life, so he answered back. The observer answered back to Yirmiyo. Lava min lecho, didn't I tell you already? Lo tofik nafshecho levar mehilkaso. I don't take yet away from the lacha. In other words, like Rashi says it means, kol divrei chachomim shenikvo. Al tahara achrayim. Whenever the Chum tell us something, give us a clear shear and amount, don't argue against it. What the Chum say, they measure it out, they know exactly that that's the right measurement. Why? Because over here, the tzipa dror, by a bird that is wild bird that you have to use for the tzipa, shiurin rabbonin, ein lecho gederlo shemadachat asamayim. There's no such thing as such a big bird that if you have a revius of water there, and now you'll have all the blood go into it, that the blood will be so much that you won't be able to see the water. There's no such thing like that. And the Enoch Oktana, there's no such thing as such a small wild bird, that if you pour the
blood now into this water, you're going to tell me since there's a ravias of water there, and there's only such little blood coming in, that you won't be able to tell the blood is there. There's no such thing. That's for Chachamim Mezedas. Made a shear that when you have a ravias of water, that's the perfect measurement, that no matter how big the bird is and how small the bird is, you'll always be able to see both will be nicker. You'll be able to tell that there's water there, and you'll be able to tell that there's blood there. Son of Rabban, word like this, Nebraisa. Hitim ofo lamayim posel. So Rashi says, there's going to be Saita we're going now, by the May Saita. If you hitim ofo, if you first put the dirt in the kli, and then you put the water, it's posel. Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says no, still it's kosher. Maramaita and Poshup Shamatanakam Rizak Rashi says, as the Pasuk says, Vinosan El Hamayim, it says, take me offer, take the mina offer Ashayya Bakaka Mishkan, Yitain Akain Vinosan El Hamayim. So it says, take from the offer and put it into the water. Mashman, there's water there first, and then you take the offer, the dirt, from the kark of the Mishkan and put it in. For the Mara, my time with the Rasa, my time with the Reb Shimon, what's the Pshatak of Reb Shimon says is kosher? The Mor says the stick, what the Pasuk says, V'lochu la'tomei me'ofer sreifa sechatis. Says you should take for the tomei me'ofer sreifa sechatis. You should take from the paraduma. V'tan yom Reb Shimon. V'chi offer who? By the paraduma, is it offer that we're taking? Is it dirt that we're taking? V'lo yeferu. We're taking the ashes of the paraduma to make the mechatis. Yeah. So why does the Pasuk say offer? So Reb Shimon says, Shino HaKosib Mashmo, the Torah changes around from Efer into Ofer over here by Paraduma. Lodo in Emenu Gzeirishava. In order to learn out of Gzeirishava, another Lochom from here, from Paraduma. Nema can offer. It says over here by the Paraduma, the word offer. Venema Lalan offer. It says someplace else the word offer. By Mei Soita. Ma Lahalan offer Agavi Mayim. Just like by Soita. You're supposed to put what the offer on top of the water. Afkan, the same thing here by Paraduma, offer agave mayim. That you're first supposed to put the water in the kli, and then you put the ashes of the Paraduma. Oma kan, just like over here by Paraduma, hit him off for the mayim kosher. That by Paraduma, if you would first put the ashes into the kli, and then the water, it would be kosher. As I'll tell you, after Holland, the same thing would be over there also. Afla Halen, by Mei Saita, Hiktim Ofu Lamayim, if you would first put the dirt into the Kli, before the water, it would also be kosher. Fred Gemara, how do you know this? Fred Gemara, V'hosim Minolan, how do we know by Paraduma that's the halacha this way? That if you put the ashes in first, it's kosher. If you tell him in Allah Chetchili, you're supposed to have the water there first. And then you put the ashes of the paraduma into the kli. How do I know that the evidence kosher by the paraduma? So Mara says, Trey Kroi Ksiv, it says Tupsukim. Ksiv, it says Olof on top of it. Almo Efer Beresha. Mashma, the water goes Olof. The Mashma, there's the Efer, the ashes go first. And then you put the water. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, Mayim Chayim Al Kheli. And no, you put the live water, the well water, into the kli first. Alma Mayim Bereisha, that by the Eifa, by the Paraduma, the water has to go into the Kli first. And then you first put the ashes from the Paraduma. So a case said, how does it come out? The Teretz is, Rotza Zen Noisin, Rotza Zen Noisin. The Pshat is, either way is good, and the Chanami. By Paraduma, either way you do is good. Either you put the water first, then the ashes, or else you can put the ashes first, then the water. So that's the Locha by the Paraduma. So Bishmo Reb Shirebi, Reb Shimon on Zarek Zereshava, since it says the word offer by Paraduma, to learn out from the offer of Saita, that by Saita also. If the average you would put the dirt in the Kli first, it would also be kosher. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this? El Keli Dafka Olof. That's what it says, El Keli, that's Dafka. In other words, the water has to go first, that's Likuva. I, it says another posik, to put the mayim olav, which is mashma liyofa, was first. That's liyarvan. That only means what? That you have to mix up the two. That's all the posik means. The Rabbanan learns up, always you have to have the water first. Maybe no olav davka. Maybe forkert. Maybe by paraduma the Icarus have the ashes there first, and the water goes on top. And now Kelly, that's the part that says put the water first. Maybe that's only Kelly should take. V'yeme olav davka. Kelly should take chiyusan the kli. That maybe it has to be chiyusan the kli means that the live water has to go straight into the kli. And Rashi says, V'yeim olav davka, kele shtech yusam kli, V'yeim olav davka, she'yof v'tchila. Maybe by parah duma yibadavka, have to have the other first. I v'hodich siv mayim chayim akeli. That's what the Pesach says, mashma the mayim goes first. Lav l'meimer she'yem mayim litzad ha'kli. Not that the sail of the water should be in the kli. El l'meimer she'yich yusam kli. That means, sh'lo yitam in ha'mayim kli achar. Means when you want to fetch the water, you can't like use a ladle. Use a kli to fetch the water, a bucket, to fetch the water out of the well, and then from the bucket you pour it into this kli to use for the mechatas. That's no good. But rather, sheikh yusam a kli, that means, shalayitam min amayim b'kli achar, v'itno teich zeh, la b'kli zeh, yishavo min amayim. But rather, this kli that you want to make the mechatas in now, this kli that you want to put the ashes of the paradumer in, first you have to put this kli itself into the well to draw up the water. That's what it means, al-Kelly. So that's the Morris Kasha. Maybe taka, the ashes go first. And that's what says, Mayim Chayim just means that after the ashes are in there, you have to take this kli now and put it down into the well to draw the water up in the kli itself. So Mara says, no, ma matzina b'chamakam, what do we find all over? Machshir l'mala. That's a machshir always goes on top, is afkan, machshir l'mala. It's also a svar, what goes on top is the machshir. Like we know by the mechatis, the paraduma, what's the main thing, what's the main ingredient? Kvashpetzich is the ashes of the paraduma. That's what we put water in, that's just for a base. But the machshir, the main part of it, avadar, is the ashes of the paraduma. So Vada, that's a svara to say that the machshir always goes on top. Therefore, Vada, it's a svara to say that the Rabbanan hold that was likuva, the Rabbanan said there's only one way. The one way is, first you put the water in, first you take this kli, and you put it into the well and slap up the water, and then you put the eifer, you put the ashes of the paraduma into it. Yeah. Alright, turn over.